We're talking to Sarah from the Safety Centre, also known as Hazard Alley. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
I don't know why I was selected to do this interview, and I'm very pleased to do it, but there's so many people here at MKFM that have gone to the Safety Centre when they were at school.
I know.
And every time I talk to them, it's like, oh, I remember the school trips. Even you coming in, Charlotte from News was on about when she visited there from school. So they would have been much better place to do this interview, but you have invited me again, so...
Yeah, you have to come.
So, so there's a lot of people that maybe have just moved to Milton Keynes or they've never been to the Safety Centre. Can you tell us a little bit more about it, please?
Of course. So the Safety Centre is the world's first safety centre. It's an immersive, interactive safety education charity, and we're the pioneers of safety education for children, young people and adults, and specifically early intervention and prevention education.
Right, so I've got a list of things that you do here. So ultimately, it's school children coming to the safety centre. You do get involved with Cubs and Scouts and Brownies, I guess, and you do a number of things for workplaces as well, which we'll talk about a little bit later on. But from the long list that I've got here, you're involved in fire safety, online safety, home safety, road safety, railway safety, car safety, you kind of get the gist, personal safety, first aid, water safety, bullying and shop fare, and also crossroad safety, and more recently you're getting involved in knife crime, which is quite a bit to teach kids, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's a really broad spectrum of essential knowledge that they need as part of their lifelong learning around safety.
So a lot to cover there with the children. So is it a case then that during the school years they will come to you a number of times?
So, yeah, the idea is that students from schools will specifically come to our education centre, Hazard Alley, and they will come with school or with a group such as Scouts or the Cubs, as you mentioned, and they will have a tour with some of our amazing volunteers, and we will speak about our different scenarios and how they can stay safe in everyday life situations, including all of our safety scenarios. So we've got a couple of houses. We practice fire evacuation. There's real smoke that comes up and children have to make a 999 call to the fire brigade. We have a house where we talk about everyday scenarios that could be dangerous. For example, hot drinks, alcohol, small things, small toys that children shouldn't put in their knife. What to do if you come home and someone's had an accident and fallen down the stairs. What to do with chemicals in the kitchen. We have a rail crossing scenario, which is so important because a lot of the time people think it's fun or a joke to cross the railways, but it's not. It's incredibly dangerous. We have a water scenario where we've got a lake and someone's drowning in the lake, and we're talking about the importance of not going into the water, calling for help. If you yourself fall in the water, really important message from the RNLI about floating to save your life. And we've got the co-op, as we spoke about, and then the road, which is really important because it takes such a long time for a car to stop. And as one of the volunteers, Ian said to me, you only have one chance to cross the road, right? And it just really stuck with me that if you get those sorts of things wrong, you could die.
And I guess because you are in Milton Keynes, I guess it's quite localised. So you talk about the importance of using the redways and the underpasses.
Definitely, we yeah. do. Yeah, you're right. And we have a special section where we talk about safe places to cross and what the different types of road crossings are and how to use them properly and safely. And we also have a dark alley, which is really immersive. It smells horrible. It's got graffiti on the wall. There are rats and someone lurking at the bottom of the alley. And it's teaching children and young people and adults the importance of not taking the quick route home, going where you know what's coming and where you can see around corners.
Unfortunately, when you look at some of the terrible instances that we've had here in Milton Keynes, it is where someone's taken that shortcut rather than using the roadways and the underpasses.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. When it comes to activities then that are not related with the schools, you mentioned Scouts and Cubs and Brownies. So is that a similar thing or is it just an extension to the other services that you offer?
No, so that is similar. So they have tours. The difference is in the school day, if you come with your school, you can have a short tour or a tour and an afternoon classroom session, but for scout groups and evening tours, when we would have those community groups come in, they have a special 1.5 hour tour of the centre. But it's all the same key messages.
Okay, brilliant. And just before we start talking about the knife crime prevention zone that you've got, you also offer a number of services for workplaces.
We do. We offer first aid training for employees and fire marshal training, mental health well-being in the workplace. And you can also hire out our venue. So right. You could have the safety centre, Hazard Alley, to yourself for a training day or whatever activities you'd like as a business, or you could have a conference or a meeting in our facilities.
So all right. And if there's anyone interested in doing that, how can they get in contact with you?
Go to our website, our safety centre.
All right, brilliant. Well, it seems as if we've done the interview back to front, because giving you details and that would be something that I normally ask at the end, but I never knew that as a business you could actually hire it out and do a number of things.
Well, there you go.
We've learned something new today. Every day is a school day, Sarah. So let's talk about why we're here then. We're obviously doing a week following up on our week of crime. So we're doing something a bit different tonight, because what we're talking about is the advice and the services that you're offering to primary school children, I guess, which really shows us that it's not so much about the current generation that might be involved in knife crime. You're already tackling the next generation.
Yeah, that's right. So I'm here today to talk specifically about our connection with early intervention around knife crime. And like I say, it's a current and growing issue, and it's really important within our communities. We have a large proportion of young people in Milton Keynes, higher than the national average. And so it's really important that we equip our communities with the knowledge that they need to stay safe and to make the right choices, because every choice has a consequence. And that's what our new programs are addressing. So we're really pleased to talk to you today about our really successful knife crime prevention programs. We deliver this into schools, and it's initially been funded by Thames Valley Police and MK Together, and that's for year five students in Milton Keynes. And we've delivered sessions to over 3,000 students, which we're really proud of. And from September, we're going to be rolling it out to year six, and we're developing a program for year sevens as well. So these sessions have been developed by our education teams, and they've got extensive experience of creating safe environments for young people to have meaningful conversations about a really, I'm sure you can agree, difficult topic.
Sure.
And something that perhaps they might not feel comfortable talking about with friends or family.
And I guess some of these children, just the ages that they're coming into, are maybe not even aware of what knife crime is.
Exactly. Yeah. Some, when we've spoken to children, some of the research that we've come back with is that some people carry knives to feel safe and to feel protected, or perhaps because it's cool, or other people are doing it. They're not perhaps thinking of the wider context of, if you carry a weapon, you're much more likely to have that weapon used against you. And that's a really important message that we want to share with our young people. You're much more likely to be a victim of crime if you are carrying a knife or a weapon.
And from what I can make out, is that the schools are actually helping with this as well. So I guess it's not just a case that you're doing this on behalf of the schools. This is being done in conjunction with them.
So we've been invited in by the schools to do this. So we've had funding for the project.
Right.
Schools are also very welcome to have paid sessions if they want it for different year groups. But yes, it is very much a partnership. We're working closely with teachers and education professionals to make sure that these messages are coming across to their children in a safe, clear way, where they understand the consequences of carrying a weapon. If you are carrying or involved in knife crime, you could have serious consequences.
And what are the reaction of the children that undertake this awareness program? Because I guess it's something that, in a lot of cases, it's not something that they've dealt with before.
No, so it's been really positive. We've had a lot of feedback from teachers and from students saying that they've really benefited from the classes, and that they've liked having a safe space to talk about things. We have had occasions when there have been what we call disclosures after or during sessions, where a student might say, I've seen a knife, or I know someone who has a knife, and they have then felt confident enough to talk to a trusted adult.
So I guess that could be an older sibling, or someone that maybe has been at the park at the same time as them.
Potentially, yeah. Someone in their community or a family member, perhaps, like you say, older siblings. I think there's a lot of younger people who perhaps aren't aware of the consequences of knife crime, but they then talk about it openly with us and see that actually, yes, that is a real issue. I need to share that with someone. We always talk about the helping hand and the people that you can tell if you need help, and that includes your teachers, adults that you trust, your relatives, your grandparents, perhaps, if you have them, shopkeepers, can speak to Childline. There are a lot of people that you can reach out to if you need support.
And I remember when I was at school, no comments about that being a long time ago.
I wasn't going to say anything.
the big debate was if, kids should have sex education at the time, because, again, it was the big debate, and it probably still goes on now about someone being too young to find out about the birds and the bees. Do you have it where parents express concerns about that their child is possibly too young to know about knife crime?
That's a really good question. So there is an option if a parent doesn't want a child to go to a session. If the school has chosen to, they will tell parents and children do not have to sit in the lesson if they don't want to. That is obviously a family choice.
Because I guess you might have some children where they would just be petrified that they weren't aware of this before, and then actually thinking, you know, that if they're out, that they might actually come across someone that's holding a knife.
Yeah, so there is the potential for some children that this will be their first introduction to knife crime. And that's why our highly trained education team have tailored these sessions. So the year five classes will have a slightly different lesson to the year sixes. So year fives are 9 to 10 and year sixes are 10 to 11 years old. And for the older years, the year six, they're just about to go into secondary. And because of that, there's a real need to talk openly about these subjects, because they're coming into a whole new world going into secondary education, where they're suddenly connected with so many older students. Whereas in primary, you're quite closed, aren't you? As a year five, year six, you're the oldest. There's not going to be an older person, perhaps, with these affiliations with knives, potentially.
So let's talk maybe a little bit about the training program itself. So I guess at the very beginning, there's an introduction to what knife crime is all about.
Yeah, that's right. So at the beginning, we talk about the definitions and the words that we're going to be using. So we're talking about knife crime, about the law, about what happens if you were to be found to have a knife, or if you were involved in an incident. And then we go through scenarios. We have a lot of interaction with the students where we make time for them to talk about any issues that they might have concerns around. The teachers are with us as well, so we can feedback to them if they have any worries, or if the students are concerned. And we always liaise with the schools that we're working with to make sure that there's a really tight partnership with them.
And I guess you talk through how to get out of a dangerous situation of maybe if they come into a confrontation scenario, about how to try and diffuse it. Is that something that you
we give children strategies on how they can make the safest choices and consequences, but sorry, the safest choices and the consequences around those. We talk a lot about the impact of your choices on your future as an individual, on your friends and your community, and on your family, and what would happen to you if you were involved in knife crime, and how perhaps it might impact you later in life, trying to get a job, perhaps going on to further education, or if you wanted to travel abroad, and potential issues there, as well as, of course, the most serious, causing injury to yourself or someone else.
Yeah, and you obviously talk through what to do in that type of scenario.
Yes.
Okay. So if there's any parents listening today, and maybe they've thought to themselves, right, okay, I found it really difficult to talk to my child about knife crime, where would you recommend that they start?
I would recommend that they start by asking their school to have one of our sessions. To ask the school to invite us in to talk about knife crime with their children. And that's really what we want, to have our trained professionals going in and having these really important conversations with them.
Yeah, and if, say, for example, the parents want to talk to their children, say, you know, tonight or tomorrow, what's the main thing, do you think, that they could get over to their child about knife throwing?
One of the most important messages that if you are carrying a knife, even if it is to keep you safe, there is the potential for someone to use it against you. If you are concerned, you should speak to an adult that you trust and tell them what's going on, because they can help you. A problem shared, as we all know, is a problem halved, and there's nothing more important than talking to people that you trust. If you don't have an adult you can trust or you feel comfortable with, you can speak to Childline. Or if you are seriously concerned, you can speak to the police on 101.
All right, brilliant. So I'm just looking at our notes here. Obviously, as you quite rightly said at the beginning, the Safety Centre has been given a certain amount of funding for this. I've also looking at my notes that you simulate a typical British high street.
So that is part of a visit to our education centre, Hazard Right. LA. So it's set up with a high street and then houses down the side, a co-op. And then you travel through the centre, and the high street is part of that. And there are cars on there, road crossings.
Right.
We talk about how to stay safe on a bike, for example, how important it is to wear a helmet, all different aspects of everyday safety.
Yeah. So basically, if you was out on the street, it could be the risk of the cars or a scooter or someone carrying a knife. It covers a broad range of subjects.
Exactly. And just to be clear, if you have a year two student, for example, a very young primary student who would be potentially 6 to 7, we're not going to, we have age appropriate content. We're not going to talk about knife crime during those sessions. Every session that we run is tailored to the age students that we have in the centre. For younger years, we talk about littering and graffiti in our new precinct, which is what we're calling our new knife crime scenario, because it's part of a traditional sort of high street of shops. We've got a pharmacy, we've got a betting shop, and then we've got our food fix, which is our fast food shop, where we talk about the choices and consequences of knife crime. Our organisation is always evolving, and we're always working to keep up to date with the latest information available so that our learning and content is relevant for all of our students and participants who come through the centre and the Safety Centre charity. There's been some recent research which has shown that in Milton Keynes, offences by under 18s have gone up from accounting for 1% of all serious violence in 2016 to 19% by last year,
right,
which is quite extreme.
And what type of feedback have you had regarding these sessions from parents?
Well, we have feedback direct from schools, and it's been really positive. They've said that it's been engaging for their students, and there have been some students who they thought perhaps wouldn't want to engage. But they've actually come forward with a lot of questions and information. They've told us that the content is really relevant for their age groups and that it has been tailored just to the right level for their students. It's been incredibly positive, and we have had schools booking in for more sessions. So that's the real proof that it is beneficial and prepping their students for going on into secondary and just as part of their lifelong safety learning, which is what we're all about at the Safety Centre.
And obviously the knife crime is one of the most important aspects and obviously the most worrying one to actually discuss. But obviously bullying is a big topic as well when it comes to school children.
Of course. And again, it's about having that helping hand of people that you feel comfortable talking to about issues that could be really pressing on you and making you feel bad, and seeking out support from your trusted adults, be they at school or at home or in your community, or Childline if you aren't comfortable talking to any of those people. But yes, it is a very pressing issue.
And of course, the Safety Centre is a charity, and I know that you're constantly on the lookout for volunteers.
We are. We're always looking for people to join our amazing team of volunteers who, at the end of the day, are saving lives through learning. And if there is anybody out there who would like to find out more about how to get involved with our volunteering program, we would love to hear from them. You can have a look on our website, safetycentre.com, and get in touch with us.
Right, brilliant. And let's remind people as well about the other service that you offer, where you can actually go into workplaces and offer first aid training.
That's right, yeah. Come for us for your first aid training for your staff, mental health first aid as well, and fire marshal training, as well as hiring our facilities. We also offer paediatric first aid for families and parents. So there's lots on offer at the Safety Centre for everyone.
Do you have resuscitation Annie?
We do.
Do you?
We do. We have grown-up Annies and baby Annies.
Do you?
Sound surprised?
No, I just, you know, I'm quite familiar with resuscitation Annie. I just wondered if you know, she was still being resuscitated day after day.
She is, and it's a vital part of learning.
It is.
Because the Annies, all jokes aside, are part of immersive learning,
yeah,
and making it come to life.
Well, the awareness campaign that they had with Vinnie Jones a few years ago, the staying alive thing, it is something that after a while you do, you know,
sing it in my head.
But the thing is that you do begin to forget it, don't you, in adult life. So the case of having workplaces in and showing how to resuscitate someone is quite vital.
Exactly. And our trainers, our first aid trainers and fire marshal trainers are amazing. They bring it to life, and it's well worth a visit to us or giving us a call to get your next first aid booked in, because you really could be saving a life. We've recently done our first severe bleeds training with a team out in Tattenhoe, and it's been amazing to see how you could stop a bleed that could kill someone, because you can bleed out incredibly quickly. So knowing how to use your equipment properly is really important.
Yeah, and do you cover defibrillators as well?
Yeah, we talk about those in sessions, yeah.
Brilliant.
There's a variety of sessions that you can pick from, sort of a one-day to a three-day course.
All right, brilliant. So if you're a business here in Milton Keynes, or maybe a not-for-profit organisation, just remind us again how people can get in contact with you.
So if you go on our website, which is thesafetycentre.com.
All right, brilliant, Sarah. Thanks for coming in this evening.
Thank you for having me.